Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go, welcome to show number 2,967.
Along with Steve the Throw Hill.
The Ted Smith. Woo! Robin Fox. And my car.
Montgomery!
Thank you! All right, the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Dummy. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most popular condiment for each and every state. No way Sherlock is back. Get ready to play Profile This. Plus headlines, the men's room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Jiggity drunk. All right, here we go. Florida man steals pair of Jack Russell Terriers for, quote, a little therapy relief. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Indonesia, a crocodile says that humans taste a lot like ground beef. Peeping Tom learned the hard way not to peep at a daughter whose dad played defensive back. Back to Florida we go for an otter who was ready to lay down a little smack. An Alabama veterinary student busted selling rescue horses to a Mexican slaughterhouse.
Shame.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, a game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here is how it works. You call us, we will spin the category wheel. We will spin the category wheel, and then we will ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. To date, our biggest dummy ever is the lovely and talented Josh, who slathered himself in stupid gravy and answered 20 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. So give us a call and off we go on Big, 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 Big Dummy.
Big contestant to play Big Dummy, call 844-999-OLA. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live and send your emails to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Bitches, you're listening to The Men's Room.
Hold my jealous and away we go. Welcome to show number 2,967. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. We guarantee you'll hear this program again, as once again we play the game known as Big Dummy. The head chef in the house, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, has the most popular condiment from each and every state. And when you look at some of the choices there as far as what people eat and how they consume condiments, it makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Yeah, there's only
so there's
a few
no
of
real
them.
Surprises, right?
No, well, there's only a few of them. Most states like the most are the same condiments.
But you'd be surprised. Like, you know, ketchup, you would think that is a very popular condiment. But it's not as it's not as popular as you would think.
You know what, Miles? That's a good hint. Yeah, ketchup didn't perform as well as I'd hoped.
Well, barbecue sauce.
I don't
sauce.
Feel like ketchup is everyone's favorite. It is just the standard. Sure. It is fully expected to be there. Right?
It's ubiquitous.
When we moved here to Seattle, originally, we were used to blue cheese and ranch dressing for our French fries. So when you come to Seattle, it's based on the fish and chips principle that you would probably get tartar sauce.
Well,
that first time I dipped in, man, I was like, oh, God, this is tartar sauce.
Right, right.
Because I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? I never would think to serve tartar sauce with just a plain order of French fries.
People like it.
Then you get the
people
mustard
like,
areas.
Like malts, or the malt vinegar with it. You know?
Mm-hmm. The mustard areas of the Carolinas. You got the barbecue areas all around. So
yeah, you're right. Like where I grew up, we put malt vinegar on fish and chips.
That was the thing, too.
But, right, like people on the West Coast, you seem insane.
Hot sauce, man, depending on where you are, the type of hot sauce.
Doesn't depend where you are. If you are black, it's everywhere.
Well, I mean, you can do just, Tabasco in New Orleans.
That's
you can
true.
Do Texas Pete. You can do Sriracha.
My family leaned Tabasco. I grew up Tabasco, go to my grandparents' house, respectively, to Texas and Virginia, both Tabasco. Then it has some weird local stuff with a handmade label, and I'm pretty sure like a picture of a dude I recognize lived down the street.
Yeah. Hey, Jimmy.
But ranch.
It's like Rollo.
See, to me.
Yeah, man, it's Rollo's hot sauce. Like,
I think right now I'm on a big fry sauce kick. I don't know why that is, but if I see
ketchup
fry
and
sauce,
mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God, fry sauce. Like, it's just ketchup and mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
But I get all fired up. Like, you got fry sauce. It's a big deal to me. But in our lifetime, we have seen ranch dressing. You know, ranch dressing wasn't one of those things that, like...
They put it on salad. It's everywhere.
Before we were born, there was no ranch dressing. You know what I mean? But within our lifetime, ranch dressing is coming.
Well, the valley was hidden.
Well, that's
a good point.
That is a good point. No one knew it was there. Then they
Ted
found
solves
it.
The mystery.
They discovered it.
What
in
do
the
you
late
do here?
70s.
Ranch dressing. So the head chef coming up with the most popular condiments for each and every state with Ted's Meat and Potatoes, another round of Noah Sherlock. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day and a profile that's coming up as well. All right. Every time we do play a little Big Dummy, and it is an easy game to play, spin a category wheel, you're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Biggest dummy so far has been Josh. 20 questions. Took him 20 questions.
Did he even get one right, or did we run out of time?
I can't remember. It was just painful and awful. But every time we play Big Dummy, we do a men's room poll. And the last time we did a poll, we asked you if you had to accidentally send a nude photo to someone, who would you pick if you accidentally did that? So your choices were your best friend's significant other, your mom or parent, your boss, your neighbor. Believe it or not, close. The number one response was neighbor by 41%.
That's who people would want their naked photos and videos to go to.
Your best friend's significant other came in second at 40. So that was basically a neck and neck tie. Followed by mom and parent at 11% and boss at 8%. Now, if you happen to follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, we have the poll up for this week. And our Men's Room poll dealing with the last time we were talking about posters. And we got on this huge conversation about all the posters that everyone had up in their room when they were growing up, from rock bands to pop bands to teen idols.
It was mostly chicks,
to
man.
Hot chicks.
Right.
Whatever it was, you got an idea. And hot chicks used to replace big Pink Floyd and Zeppelin posters. For a while, you'd go over to someone's house, like if they had an older brother, it was like, Kiss.
But their posters
Boston.
Were 5x4, man. Like,
huge.
They had mass, and they glowed in the dark.
Oh, it was all cool.
The good old days.
And then you'd have
the golden days of posters,
right.
Man.
So we're gonna put the poster back in fashion. Basically, we're going to put this as a centerpiece in your living room.
That's right. People walk in, they see this.
So, you know, right, exactly. If someone comes over to your house, whether you're trying to get laid, whether you're having a dinner party, whether your family's coming in from out of town to
hopefully
to stay,
that's not all the same event.
You're going to have one of these posters in your living room, all right, in a predominant area of your home. We'll put it that way, okay? So here are your choices. Pick a poster. It's either going to be a poster of Kevin Spacey. We all know Kevin Spacey, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Usual Suspects. I don't know if he's done anything. What else?
Yeah. Haven't heard about him much.
So Kevin Spacey.
Been laying low.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Spacey is
House of Cards.
Yeah, he's got. He was on there for a while. Something happened. I'm not sure. He was the president, wasn't he?
some small. Was he? I don't know.
I don't know if he ever got.
I have no idea.
He did make it to president.
Okay. He was the president. Mike Hawk gave us thumbs up.
Kevin Spacey. So Kevin Spacey, if you don't know who he is, maybe
you do. You know who he is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll move on. Because these are odd. These are not like, you know, the hot posters with Cheryl Teagues or whoever the hell we were talking about the last time we brought this up. Number two is a fellow named Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, Harvey. Now, you Harvey, might not know much about him. He's behind the scenes,
yeah,
Miles.
He was
big in Hollywood circles, but produces, you know?
I don't know if he produces as much as he just does the bankrolling, and he is the guy whose film it is.
Kind of the same thing.
Oh, okay. Is it the same thing?
Basically.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, if you're bankrolling it, you get to be one of the producers.
Well,
but
Harvey,
you don't see him much,
okay.
You know?
There's a lot of people in Hollywood who don't really like Harvey Weinstein very much.
Why? I've always heard him be fake. Every time someone won Oscar, and inevitably, he got fake. People seemed awfully fond of him at one point.
I guess, Ted, you would say that the one good legacy of this guy is the casting couch.
I would not say that.
Okay, all right, okay. But that's, all right, anyway. Okay, one more.
I would not say that at all.
Okay,
all right. Point taken. Yeah. I would not say that.
Anytime you're describing any of these evil, and I hear you go, and Ted, and I was like, no.
No,
like us.
All right. No.
So we have Kevin Spacey.
This is a soda water.
This is a poster in your living room. Yeah. Next choice is Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, you know him. He was the voice of Fat Albert. He also was a spokesman for Jell-O Pudding back in the day, and then he went on to do The Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
He's been married, I believe, to the same woman his entire adult life.
She is devoted.
Oh, she is.
She is very devoted to him. He's gone through some trouble, Miles, and I will tell you this. She has inexplicably stood by him through all of his legal troubles.
But a lot like Dr. Huxtable in the character that he played on television, family man, been married with the same woman his whole life.
Monogamy, man.
Yeah, and loves him some pudding, and we haven't heard from him in a while either. So, here's your third choice.
Yeah.
So you have Kevin Spacey.
Been married to the same woman for all these years.
Harvey Weinstein.
What an example.
And Bill Cosby. And then your fourth choice, which this guy, people love. They collaborate with him. I want to say like 50 different collaborations of different artists who say, you know what? We want to work with this guy. Not only that, I think he charges $100,000 a collaboration.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Smooth, soulful R&B sounds coming out of Chicago. You know him as R. Kelly.
Oh, man. You
friend
know
of Dave Chappelle.
He has, in fact, survived many decades in the music industry, and that's no small feat, Miles.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand why people line up to work with him, because I've never, in the last 30 years, heard anything weird about him.
Not at all. No.
I would definitely say, let me give this man money so that I can work with him. Because everything I've heard about him is pretty awesome
Yeah,
stuff.
He's the what they call the human Keurig.
Right.
So one of these posters has to hang in your living room. Is it going to be Kevin Spacey? Is it going to be Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly? Those are your choices today on our Men's Room poll. And again, if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live, you can go ahead and vote there. By the way, follow us on Instagram if you're on Instagram as well at Men's Room Live, because Robin's trying to get to 7,000, eventually 10, but I think we're pretty close on that. So if you do have an Instagram account, check us out. You can see a lot of cool stuff, including the Ted versus the FCC videos that we do for you every week. We'll do another one tomorrow. What are you thinking here?
A comment came in, and we went through the four poster options that you had.
Kevin Spacey, mm-hmm. Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly.
Right. These are people that have contributed so much, and someone said, O.J. Simpson. Now, come on. We're not. What is wrong with you?
You know, there's a common theme to these guys, and it's not
celebrities.
It's not that O.J. doesn't fit into that theme, because they've all
not killed someone.
They probably all signed autographed pictures and met people in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else, but yeah. Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, R. Kelly. That is a fair group of people to pick a poster to put in your living room.
And everyone will see.
Okay. All right, the game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. Who's our first contestant ready to play the big game?
Hello, Steve. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola!
Hola!
Steve, you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
Steve, welcome to the show.
Team Sober.
Lucky you, Steve. You get to buy a poster again and put in your living room. Will it be a poster of Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly?
Let's go with Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
Get you some Jell-O pudding.
Mm-hmm.
All right there, Steve. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're coming out of the gate strong, all right? Only one of the following animals does not pleasure themselves. Okay? Only one of the following animals does not pleasure themselves. You know what I'm saying? Poach the egg, shake hands with the milkman, celebrate Palm Sunday. Only one of these animals does not do that. Is it an elephant, a bat, a penguin, or a wolf? So elephant, bat, penguin, or wolf, only one of these animals does not make happy time by themselves.
Oh, boy. How about a penguin?
That would be my guess, because every time you see them, they're in pairs. Oh! I just wouldn't think they'd ever have any free time to do it.
Elephant?
Wolf.
The wolf.
Oh.
Why do they think they're always so angry? They say if you even, like, make eye contact with the wolf, the fight of those. Keep in mind, elephants, they get it on. What do you think those trunks are for, dummy? Bats, not sure what they do.
They're upside down.
All that blood rushes to their head, and they're like, ooh.
Guano.
Penguins, I get it, man. They're always huddled together, stay warm.
But dogs service themselves in your home.
Yeah, but wolves don't.
Not in the wild.
Nope.
Okay.
As far as we know, there's a few other animals that were on the list I cannot remember. There were people, obviously, dolphins.
Because they flogged the dolphin.
But I want to say chimps specifically. It wasn't all apes. So chimps have figured out.
Okay.
That's why they say they're our closest living relative.
Yeah, right?
If that reason alone.
So is that why dogs are nicer than wolves? Just because they can pleasure themselves?
Hey, man.
That's all it takes.
I had to go 2 weeks when we first moved to town. And I'm telling you, you start getting irritable. You can't clean the pipes. All right, your next question. What element's atomic number or atomic symbol is CO? CO.
Copper.
What was that?
Copper.
Not a bad guess.
C-O.
Starts with C-O, so copper was a good guess, but not copper.
Oh.
Two syllables. It's also a shade of blue.
Condom.
Oh, shade of blue.
Yeah. Does that really matter to you? You just
said that. Columbia. Carolina.
Cobalt.
I don't know why I said that. Oh, it's blue.
I'm like, that doesn't mean anything to him.
Smurf.
All right, your question. Before he got famous, Rob Zombie, he worked as a production assistant on what children's TV show?
Spooky.
Boy, drawing a blank here.
It was popular. Kids loved it. Adults kind of enjoyed this particular character as well.
Back to one of those animals that masturbates.
Yeah, this particular person would be a good example of that.
I have no idea.
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Really?
Swear to God. I know, it's hard to imagine now, but yes.
A little kid on the set, like, he just comes walking up like, ah!
All right, Disney's Princess Aurora is better known as who?
I don't even know what that's from.
That's exactly it, right? You know who this character is, but as guys in particular, I've discovered, we just don't know the princesses by name.
The second time that's come up today.
To Aurora specifically?
No, just
Disney princesses?
Mm-hmm.
Snow White.
See, you're tracking. Sleeping Beauty. But it's exactly.
Oh.
I would have never known the name of that.
Steve, I think you're on question number four.
Question number five.
Lovely. Question number five. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't worry about it. And you know what, man? Take some solace in the fact that you don't know who Princess Aurora is. There's nothing to be proud of if you do. All right, here's your question. What is the Jewish New Year called? New Year, Shmoo Year. You've heard of it. Ted got it on his second
try. On my second try. Yes.
I have no idea.
Miles?
No idea.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah.
Which to me sounds like a drunk person trying to order some food.
I knew the third woman's like, carry the Rosh Hashanah. That is one of the holidays where the food's not so bad.
It's the new year. Yeah. Like, let's start strong.
I just can't pay attention to the specifics in any religion. It's just too much. You know,
it is.
Too many of them.
Yeah, I just know Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah are like the big ones.
They're big. So what's Yom Kippur? I only guess right because I'm like it's Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. I happen to say the other.
I'm not sure. I just know it's giant.
Is that a sad one?
I don't know what Good Friday is. I don't know what any of that stuff means.
Well, Good Friday is the day Jesus died.
Why is that so good?
Well, see, that's
it's such
I mean,
a
like,
misleading
right.
name.
Because he's dying for your sins.
I bet you he'd have felt different. Like, call it something different.
It was his mission.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't a fun one, but he had to complete it.
He won't make it to Rosh Hashanah to be able to ring in the new year, though, if he does that.
I remind people again, the best holiday in the Jewish religion, in my mind, Purim. It's like Halloween, and Hamatashen is delicious. Trust me. Thank you know you. Where I know this from, Thrill.
I do. The same source I know anything. All right, here is your question. What plants are the Chinese attempting to grow on the moon's dark side? Although I read earlier today, it died.
Oh. Well, they didn't do the right day.
Well, the problem is...
Bamboo?
Once the temperature dropped to like -270, it turns out cotton, which had, in fact, keep in mind, it bloomed on the moon, which is pretty cool.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like bok choy.
No, then it died a couple days later because it's like, well, yeah, it's cold and it's the moon. You're doing great, man. You were doing great.
So when you sing, I wish I was in the land of cotton, you're talking about the moon.
The moon, yes.
All right.
Sorry, but who was like, hey, man. The moon's just sitting there. Let's grow cotton on it.
What?
You mean to tell me they are growing cotton on the dark side of the moon?
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying.
Common.
Well, while we're talking about the Chinese and their moon mission, what insect are the Chinese attempting to hatch on the moon's dark side? You might have some of these in your kitchen right now.
I'm sorry, you said insects?
Mm-hmm. Insects, yeah. They're in egg form. They're trying to hatch them on the moon.
Cockroach.
I'll say fruit fly.
Fruit fly. All right,
hang on the line. That works and the whole moon just gets taken over by cotton and fruit flies.
Hang on the line there for Steve. And okay. I thought about that. If that works, you're going to regret it because they don't go away.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, my God. Like,
goddamn. It was not a fruit fly.
We have to put cellophane over every single bottle in the bar.
Right, man. Come on.
More of Big Dummy coming up if you'd like to be a contestant. 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hey, Jeff, coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes has the most popular condiment from each and every state. Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
A couple of comments real quick. Let's see. One person says, Jesus Christ, Miles. The douchebag's name is Weinstein, not Weinstein. Don't you have half-Jewish kids?
Steen. We were actually debating that earlier because I didn't know either.
Hey, show that guy the respect he deserves, Miles.
That's right.
Thank God that guy corrected
Harvey
you.
Weinstein.
We had a question earlier about Rob Zombie before he got famous and became the person we know he is. What children's show? Was he a production assistant? The answer was Pee-wee's Playhouse. Someone asked, didn't Lawrence Fishburne get his start on Pee-wee's Playhouse as well?
I believe he did.
I believe mm-hmm. that he did.
Oh, back to the Harvey Weinstein. Does that make it then Albert Einstein?
No, he was Albert Einstein. This is Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, okay. Because it's the same spelling on the Steens or the Steins.
Well, make sure you show the proper respect to Harvey. Someone else says, how can you not know the princess's names? It's very easy. I don't care. And I mean that just so sincerely. Like, I truly... do not care about the Disney princesses, therefore, oh. I don't know the name. Yeah.
Most of them, we know their names if it's in the title.
Right. And my daughter will let me. If I have any questions, I can ask my daughter. And then we're talking about, we had a question. The first question we asked is, only one of the following animals do not pleasure themselves. The options were elephants, bats, penguins, or wolves. The answer is wolves. Wolves are the only of that group that do not pleasure themselves. Someone says, hey. When I was in high school, I had a dog that knew how to pleasure himself. Don't all dogs come from wolves? I don't know what your dog was thinking about when it was doing that. I don't know how to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, back to Steve.
Steve, you're working on question number 8. What we got?
Setting the bar high.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Be proud. All right, here is your question. What fashion designer's symbol is a swan? It is a female fashion designer.
She has a famous son.
Mm-hmm. You actually knew that, huh?
Yeah.
You actually knew that. The swan? I had no idea.
No, I know her son.
Right. But to know her son, you know who this person is.
By the swan.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. It was a very popular jean back in the day.
Was it?
Yes. Honest to God.
Oh, the jean was, man. You're right. The
and
jean,
they had a
I
swan
remember my name.
And the swan
I,
on the jean.
I don't remember the swan, but yes, those jeans were popular.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's go ahead. Let's play one.
Let's play one, I guess.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
All right. All right, your next question. The zodiac sign for Taurus represents what animal?
Bull.
All right, there you go, Steve.
Well done, sir.
Nice job.
Well done.
The game is, took him on nine altogether. Game is Big Dummy. 844-999. Ola, who is our next contestant, ready to play the big game?
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Big
Hola,
gentlemen.
Hola. David, you're on Team Sober or Team Not Sober today?
Sadly sober.
Sadly sober, David. All right. David, our men's room poll. You're going to pick a poster for your living room. Poster's all the rage. That will be a poster of Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, or R. Kelly.
Well, why wouldn't you get them all if you could?
Just go for them.
You know, we didn't offer that option, but you got to pick one, unfortunately. That's why we're making it hard for you today.
All right. Well, you know what? Being Jewish and most of my relatives kind of look like that. I'm going to go with Weinstein.
Go with Weinstein.
It's good to know most of your relatives look like. I'm picturing a family reunion with nothing but Harvey Weinsteins.
Yeah, it's attractive.
David, have you met a nice woman yet?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
She's delightful.
My mother told me so.
Does your mother approve?
Yeah, she does.
Okay, thank you.
Trust me, you would know if she does, you know if she doesn't.
Amen.
All right, here's your question. Siam is the previous name for what country?
Oh, okay. Wow.
The king of Siam.
It's totally wrong. I'm gonna say Thailand, but that's not right.
Doubt yourself,
wow,
David.
Conversation, David.
Don't doubt yourself.
Done and done.
You found a delightful woman. You know right. Your answers. Be proud of yourself, David.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. I was way off.
What did you think?
I thought it was somewhere in the Middle East.
I was going to go Vietnam. Because it seemed like all those areas when the fighting was going on in the late 60s or 70s.
One name, right?
Yeah, it was either like, it was somewhere near North Korea, it was either in Vietnam.
Well, they did change the name. They used to be Korea and Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Now they're North Korea and South Korea.
Well, that's what I thought. It might be North Korea, South Korea, because I was wondering if it had an independent name other than that. All right, the game is Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. And the head chef on the way, Ted's Meat and Potatoes, as the most popular condiment from each and every state. We'll be back in just a couple seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.